This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Steenhook Appraisals, Key Cooperative, Midtown Tire, Titan Machinery, Lighton State Bank, Four Seasons Yard Care, Golf Cars of Iowa and Pleasant Hill, Cargill of Eddyville, and First Bank of Linville and Sully. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrl.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Walmart of Pella, Allen Family Dentistry, Dutch Meadows, Eye Care Partners, Pella Precast Products, De Blumenhof, Laley USA, Central College, and Verduft Agency. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does the future of agriculture look like for our children? What do kids do in FFA, and what do they get out of participating? Let's go in-depth with FFA instructor Miranda Johnson and students Megan Anderson, Brianna DeMoss, Dylan Jones, Lane DeMoss, and Drew Carlson with the Twin Cedars FFA. Well, Miranda, what made you want to be an FFA instructor?
Actually, I went to school at North Mahaska, and my ag advisor, Mr. Beaver, who's been there forever, got me interested in FFA when I was in junior high. And actually, since eighth grade, I've known that I've wanted to be an ag instructor, an FFA advisor. Been around agriculture my whole life and just felt like that was my calling and followed in his footsteps.
Now you've got all these bright kids to work with.
I do. I have wonderful kids to work with. We have 67 FFA members this year at Twin Cedars, which is extremely high for a small school. So I'm really excited about that and hope to increase the membership next year as well.
Well, and when I came up, you were all rocking and rolling in the greenhouse, weren't you?
Yeah.
what are you doing in the greenhouse?
Actually, I don't work in there. These other two boys do.
Okay. But, well, there was a whole bunch of people there.
I just knew they were growing cucumbers. That's all.
Oh, okay. So you guys, you're in charge of the greenhouse or work there or what?
Yeah, the students water the greenhouse and plant all the plants and germinate and transplant and all that other stuff.
Well, and it was wonderful to walk in there because, I mean, we've had a long winter, and to see all those things blooming, and well, not necessarily blooming, but growing and big and green, that's pretty neat to see, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been working really hard in there the last couple of weeks, getting stuff ready to go.
And so what do you have in there?
A little bit of everything, flowers and vegetables and muskmelon and cantaloupe and all kinds of stuff.
And you're working in the garden too?
Yes.
What do you like about that?
You get to come outside. You're coming from inside, going outside, and it's all cold, and you don't see anything blooming. And when you step into the greenhouse, everything's green and vibrant.
Well, and what are you going to do with the plants? So are you going to raise them and eat them, sell them? What are you going to do, give them away?
The plan is to sell them and get a profit off of it somehow at some point.
Okay, and so maybe sell... Oh, the produce then, or sell the flowers?
Yeah, the plants that are growing and ready to be planted in a garden.
Oh, all right. So what you're going to do is you're going to sell me stuff that you've already started that I can plant as soon as I feel it's a good time.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's interesting. What do you enjoy about FFA?
I enjoy all the hands-on activities and hands-on learning. I like all the contests that I'm involved in, and I pretty much like my chapter.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Scurrying Utermarked Sims McLeish and Vermeer PC in Pella, The Sign Spot, Steenhook Excavating, Vandenbrook Concrete, Tassel Ridge Winery, Marion County Bank, Two Rivers Cooperative, Tri-County Veterinary Clinic, and Meniga Pest Control. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Two Rivers Cooperative, Creative Landscaping, Marion County Farm Bureau, Pleasantville Community Schools, Suter Family Farms, Westridge Nursing and Rehab Center, and Dandy Farms.
I I continued my conversation with FFA instructor Miranda Johnson and students Megan Anderson, Brianna DeMoss, Dylan Jones, Lane DeMoss, and Drew Carlson with the Twin Cedars FFA. Well, you've got a chapter that is one of the leaders in South Central Iowa, don't you?
Yes.
I see this chapter at the Vermeer Pavilion working with kids just about every year.
Yes, we like to get everybody involved and let everybody know that we're here to help them just as long as they are here to help us.
What do you enjoy about FFA?
Be able to meet all the new friends and just go around and go all the competitions and see all the people that are being involved in FFA and teaching the kids at the Vermeer, like you said earlier, showing them what actually the agricultural world is about, not just going out there and just messing around. It's actually a serious thing.
And are you going to have a career in agriculture, you hope?
I plan on having maybe some livestock on the side, but I'm going to plan on doing a different job, like fixing power lines, being electrical lineman.
Wow.
So it might help the agricultural world a little bit.
But you want to keep your foot in it?
Yeah, don't want to get out of it. I have family members that have big farms, family farms that I will help with on the side. Maybe once maybe it's my turn, I'll take it over.
Well, what's your favorite part of FFA?
Just meeting new people and getting to be involved in different opportunities and going to national convention. My first year of national convention, and I enjoyed it a lot, and I recommend any FFA member go because you meet a lot of different people.
And do you bring a project to the convention?
I did not this last year. We had science fair, and they didn't get placed or anything.
You go and you learn from the people that did advance, get new ideas.
Yeah, you just walk around and look at different people's projects and listen to them talk about it, and it's a really good experience.
And where was that at?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Well, that must have been fun.
It was fun.
So how many went?
I think there was like 10 of us that went.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Two Rivers Cooperative, Don's Heating and Cooling, Goff Farming and Trucking, Marion County Rural Water, Heartland Co-op of Prairie City, Monroe, Newton, and Runnels, and McCall Monument. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsor, Pleasantville State Bank, Marion County Auto Body, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Motor and Auto Group, Vermeer Incorporated, and Cushman Construction. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with FFA instructor Miranda Johnson and students Megan Anderson, Brianna DeMoss, Dylan Jones, Lane DeMoss, and Drew Carlson with the Twin Cedars FFA. Do you have a project that you have to do every year in FFA?
You are supposed to have an SAE project. A lot of the times it's your livestock or your animals that you raise. Mine is babysitting. I help them learn more about agriculture as well.
Okay, and so you help the kids that you're babysitting learn about agriculture?
Yes, and it helps that they live on a farm as well. So it's like a agricultural family.
And so you said some initials there. You said SEC?
SAE, Supervised Agricultural Experiences.
Supervised Agricultural Experience. And everybody has to have one of those?
Yes.
And you have one a year?
Yes, you can have the same one every year. It just depends on what you do.
Okay, because like if you're raising cattle, you probably don't want to abandon that project and move on to roses or something. All right. And so other past projects that you've had?
I've done science fair in the past, agri-science fair, and a lot of other competitions along with that.
And what's your project?
Well, raising cattle and raising chickens with my grandpa.
So you work with your grandpa?
Yes.
Does he know a lot?
Yeah.
And so have you learned everything he has to teach you yet, you think?
Oh, I think so. I don't know. There's still quite a bit that he knows that I've yet to learn.
All right, but you're learning stuff probably in FFA and your other classes that he might not know?
Yeah, a lot of the newer styles he doesn't really know. He kind of sticks to his old ways and doesn't really change much.
You twist his arm or?
Try to. Yep.
And so you get the benefit of the schooling, the learning that you're getting in FFA and other coursework. and then you're bringing it to the farm to maybe help your grandpa and learn from him at the same time.
Yeah, I try to.
Does he say, I'm not interested in those newfangled ways?
I've seen, yeah, quite a bit, but he'll change every now and again, change a few things up.
Okay, if, for example, anything that he's changed up that you've brought from FFA to him?
Different minerals that he feeds. He changed up his minerals, and he changed different, like, setups for cattle and better ways to do it, and changing pastures more often instead of keeping them in one all the time.
So he's cutting you in on that increased profit?
No, not really. Not really.
And what's your project?
Mine is just taking care of horses. We have horses on our family, in our family farm.
Well, you say just taking care of horses. It sounds
we
like
we just
a lot
have
of work
horses.
To me. Oh, okay.
That's all we got.
But taking care of horses, that involves a lot, right?
Yeah, watering and haying and making sure they're healthy.
How do you know your horse is healthy?
If they're not dead.
Well, you sort of want to get between the healthy and the dead part, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Sick.
But just that they look good and, you know, they're wormed all the time and just make sure they're doing good.
And you can tell, just like you can tell a friend if they're getting sick, you can
right.
just tell.
Yeah, their coat tells a lot.
Well, what do you like about horses?
They're just what I've been around all my life, and I just...
Just know a lot?
Yeah. Just, they're fun to have. They're fun to be around.
And so you were born into a family with horses?
Yep.
Okay, and so...
We've always had horses.
You've always had horses. How many horses do you have?
We have 7 right now.
7. All right, and so you take care of all 7?
Yep.
And what do you do with them? Do you do any riding or training?
Me and my dad team rope a little bit, and my sister Brianna shows at the fair, and a lot of trail riding. My dad drives horses, and we move cattle with horses.
Okay, so you move cattle in Marion County with horses?
Yeah, Monroe County.
In Monroe County with horses. Well, that must be fun.
Yeah, it's a blast.
Do you wear a cowboy hat?
It depends on the day.
Depends on the day. That must feel like, I don't know, that must be something that's a lot of fun, transcends generation, part of a rich ranching and farming tradition. And city kids don't get that, do they?
No, they don't. You get a lot of that through FFA.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Kevin Wadley, CPA, Farm Bureau Financial Services Agent Cliff Douglas, Knoxville Hy-Vee, Freebird Bail Bonds, Iowa State Savings Bank, and the Knoxville Raceway. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the Radio Audio Media Player on KNIA. KRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, CC Equipment Sales and Rental, Pleasantville FFA Alumni, HCI Care Services, formerly Hospice of Central Iowa, Hewitt Service Center, Iowa State Savings Bank, and the Knoxville Raceway.
I continued my conversation with FFA instructor Miranda Johnson and students Megan Anderson, Brianna DeMoss, Dylan Jones, Lane DeMoss, and Drew Carlson with the Twin Cedars FFA. All right, what's your project?
I raise chickens and I trap and for furs in the wintertime.
Okay, how many chickens do you have?
Right now I have around 60 chickens. I have 30 laying hens and then 30 exotic that I show at the fair.
Do you sell eggs?
No, we keep them. We just spread them out through the family. We don't sell them to anybody.
Once you eat those eggs, it's hard to get
yeah,
them.
Yeah, they're way better than buying them.
Yeah, it is. It is. So, okay, so you keep them in the family. And do you raise any chickens to eat?
Yeah. In the summer, we'll get about 100 eggs, hatch them out, and then we'll butcher in the summer about 6 weeks later, about 100 and some. And then we keep that through the family, too. We butcher them all ourselves.
And so that might last all winter for your family?
Yes, they're lost all winter long.
And it tastes better, too.
Huh? Oh, it's way better. Homegrown.
All right. And so is there anything to raising chickens? Can anybody raise chickens, or does it take special knowledge?
It don't take too much knowledge, just what you feed them, how fast they grow, and how you keep them, and where you keep them, and make sure they're watered all the time, make sure their waters are clean, not getting sick,
How do you know if a chicken's sick?
He usually won't want to be very active. He'll lay down, kind of sneezing, hacking, and he won't eat, won't drink. But you can't really medicate him. There's no really medication you can give him because you can't give him a shot or anything.
Right. Well, and a chicken's not the same kind of investment as a cow. Or,
you don't have near as much money in it.
All right. And trapping. Tell me about trapping.
My grandpa, he's been trapping for 40 years, and then he passes it down. He gives me some of his traps, and he teaches me how to trap, and I do it all winter long and during the hide season.
And so what do you trap?
Coon, fox, beaver, muskrat, anything really.
And what kind of return do you get on the pellets?
This year was pretty good. It was higher than the past years we've done. The coon was up pretty good.
Well, I see him all the time dead on the highway.
Yeah.
I'll say that. All right. And so there's a market somewhere. Somebody's wearing raccoon coats and stuff.
Well, once you sell them to a buyer, I go to a local buyer in Oski, and then he takes them back to his house. He stretches them, fletches them, and then he'll ship them to Canada. And then Canada, they'll keep some of them, and then the rest of them they'll send to Russia. And they make coats out of them.
They don't have raccoons in Russia or Canada?
They're not as prime. There's not as much fur per square inch on the hide.
So just like Iowa has the best in a whole lot of things, we have the best raccoons?
Yeah, because it's cold.
Oh, okay.
Their hides get prime. When it's prime, there's more hair on the pelt.
So how much money will you make off of a raccoon pelt?
Depending on the size, an extra large coon, you can make about $20. But then a jumbo, you can get anywhere from $25 to $28.
So raccoons come in sizes, large, jumbo,
it's everywhere, tiny to huge.
And what's the biggest raccoon you've ever caught?
We've got a 38-pound coon out of a hole.
38 pounds?
It was big. We fletched it out. We didn't sell it. We kept it. It's a big old pelt on the wall now.
I bet it's big. Okay, and so does anybody else trap around here, you think? But a lot of people?
Oh, there's quite a few around here that trap anymore. Since the furs are going back up, people are starting to go out a little bit more and do it.
Well, what's the next big thing for Twin Cedars FFA?
Well, we have state convention coming up, and we will be leaving April 21st, and we'll be returning on the 23rd of April. We have a couple of students that made it to state this year on their contest. The Ag CSI team, which is actually a junior high team, consists of 4 eighth graders who've been working on that. And Megan Anderson has also received her Iowa degree, so she'll be walking across the stage during that time to get her Iowa degree. And then hopefully my goal is that everybody that attends state convention will go and watch a contest this year so that they will be ready for next year's contest.
I see. And Megan, what's CSI?
CSI is a contest that they give you a scenario and you have to try and figure out how you would make it possible.
Like what?
For this year, it was growing food on Mars, and so they had to figure out a way to grow food on Mars. And so you had to explain how you would get stuff up there, along with how you would build it and what you would need.
Okay, so it's a thinking exercise.
Yes.
And you better bring some knowledge of agriculture.
Yes.
With you. And you have to learn about Mars too.
Yes, you got to learn about the atmosphere. You got to know what they have and what is different than Earth, and that way you know what kind of stuff you have to bring up there.
And you work with the junior high kids.
Yes.
What's that like?
It's a challenge sometimes. Sometimes they're not as focused as you wish they would be, but it's a good experience to let them know a little bit more about contests that you've attended, to let them know what it's like and what to expect, and maybe get them to be more involved in the future.
Now, let's just say that right now I know that there are some kids that are thinking about joining FFA. Why do you think they should join? Why do you encourage them?
It's a lot of fun, and you get to learn a lot of skills that you're going to take with you in the future. No matter what career you get, they're going to help you out, like communication skills and things like that. And all the experiences that you do, they're going to stay with you for a lifetime, and they're going to be memories you're not going to forget.
Thanks to Miranda Johnson, Megan Anderson, Brianna DeMoss, Dylan Jones, Lane DeMoss, and Drew Carlson for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.